This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ida knocked out the electricity for more than a million residents and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi, and they may not get the power back for weeks. Crews in boats, helicopters, and high-water trucks have been rescuing trapped residents. Some will go door-to-door in hard-hit areas to make sure everybody got out okay. Debbie Greco lives in Laplace, Louisiana. She says her family had to scramble up to the second floor of their home to escape the water that rushed in.
We have a two-story house, and on the landing at the top of the stairs was dry enough for us to go sit up there and just praying that the ceiling wouldn't cave in up there.
Last night, two people were killed and at least 10 others injured after part of a highway in George County, Mississippi collapsed, Highway 26. The Taliban is celebrating at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, just hours after the final U.S. troop withdrawal. Standing on the tarmac, Taliban leaders pledged to secure the country, reopen the airport, and grant amnesty to opponents. The AP's Kathy Gannon was there.
It's been an extraordinary morning with the U.S. having left. There was a lot of jubilation at the airport among the Taliban and even among some others. The Taliban repeatedly said, "We have won, that Afghanistan is now free." There have been congratulations to the Mujahideen.
Between 100 and 200 Americans and thousands of desperate Afghans couldn't get out of Afghanistan ahead of the U.S. withdrawal. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. will continue to try to get them out of the country. Residents of the California resort city of South Lake Tahoe are running as a wildfire expands. Vehicles loaded with bikes and camping gear and hauling boats were in gridlock traffic. This is AP News. Now to Texas.
Abortion providers in Texas are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block a new state law that would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion. Abortion providers filed an emergency appeal with Justice Samuel Alito after a panel of appellate judges refused to block enforcement of the law before it takes effect Wednesday. The plaintiffs say the new law would rule out 85% of abortions in Texas and force many clinics to close. The Texas law bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That can be as early as 6 weeks and can be before a woman even knows she's pregnant. Instead of setting criminal penalties, this law encourages private citizens to bring lawsuits against doctors or anyone who helps a woman get an abortion at that early stage. At least 12 other states have enacted similar bans, but all have been blocked from going into effect. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.